morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, floor.
Ready to start the day.
And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live at My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson.
Well, what's a family for if it can't take care of its losers?
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey. That's very nice of you, JR. And joining me every single day when she's not asking for something special in her coffee.
What do you like in your coffee?
Bourbon. Bourbon.
Ladies and gentlemen, queen of the bourbon barrels, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, that sounds good right now. Too early for that, though.
Too early.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
It's 4 o'clock somewhere, right?
It's four. That's right, Lex. That's right, girl.
Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. We are approaching 5:32. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your day. Welcome to what is probably going to be a productive day for you. That's what experts tell us.
Oh, Alexis, yeah, it is
listens.
Tuesday.
Alexis listens to that crap.
Yep.
I do not. I do very little on Tuesdays. I do very little. But anyway, and welcome to your coffee. Do you two have coffee today? I want to make sure.
It's brewing.
Oh, I feel so bad when you guys don't have coffee right in the morning.
It's all right.
Did you have to clean up after people's messes, Dawn?
I did, actually.
What's wrong with
people? Burning coffee on the... I don't know.
What's wrong with people? I swear. I apologize. I will drink for the two of you.
Here oh, please drink. Let's mm-hmm. hear. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
how
God,
is
that's
it?
That's refreshing.
It's like I feel so bad for you.
I know. Sorry, Lex. I know. Well, it's a tiny violin, Lex. I don't have to play that long. Very, very small violin. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's another, it's sadly another day that we have to wake you up to some bad news, sad news, horrific news. I know some of you probably heard as we went to bed. I know it was a surprise to my husband as we were getting ready to go to bed. I said, "Oh, the Ariana Grande concert tragedy is just getting worse." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" We were kind of in a cocoon of TV last night, Lex, watching shows, so he had missed it. Ooh. So I know maybe some of you did the same thing, went to bed, and you're waking up, and you don't have a clue of what's going on.
Yeah.
The Huff Post is, and the Washington Post is calling it madness in Manchester. The death toll has risen to 22. 50 were injured in an explosion following an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. And it took place. Ariana had left the stage. As you know, anyone that's been to a concert, you know, you start to kind of filter out.
Yep, go filing to the out of the building.
Yeah, going the different exits. And that's when it happened. I guess it was a extremely, extremely loud explosion. Extremely jarring. And... there are folks that are young people that are still missing. It was a sold out show and it was heartbreaking. I know, Dawn, you were mentioning it was the only ray of light. And this was the last thing that I read before I went to bed. And not that any of this is good, but the one I was like, oh, okay, that's the light of humanity in situations like this, the outpouring of love and support from people around Manchester offering their couches to stay if people needed water. I mean, Dawn, you were reading some tweets and stuff from folks.
So people, since they've shut down any way for people to get home, you know, the transportation systems, the subway systems are shut down. So people are offering their homes for these people to say it's, you know, thousands of people. This is a huge stadium. And so nobody can, you know, if they didn't drive there, they can't really get home. So people are opening their homes and cab drivers turning off their lights. Everything's free.
Yeah.
You know, trying to help people out just to, oh.
Yeah.
When did you hear about it?
Last night. It broke into, right after The Voice. It was, you know, Bear Grylls. He was eating raccoon with Sterling Brown. And they broke into programming.
Yeah.
And I just can't even imagine just being at the concert and not being able to find your friend. If you're a parent that dropped your child off at the concert,
and now hasn't done that, Lex? Oh, you know what I mean? I mean, the relatability.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about Ariana Grande. This is kind of, she's kind of a gateway into your concerts, especially, you know, there were a lot of teenagers there, preteens, young kids there, many with their parents. But yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of parents dropping their kids off. And so right then I just started trying to figure out as much as possible. I didn't sleep very well, just... Yeah. For a lot of reasons, but also because just thinking about this and, yeah, as the numbers kept going up and up, at 22 and just, man.
Well, my goodness, Lex, you know, all of these terrorist-related incidents are absolutely heinous, but when they occur in the common, during common, you know, whether it's just folks eating at the, you know, the cafe in Paris, mm-hmm. or something like this, like going to a concert, you know what I mean? I think I will immediately put myself in a position where going to the New Kids on the Block and my mom dropping me off with, you know, with one adult supervisor when I was an older teenager just by myself. And you think as a parent, you think your kids are going to be all right. The worst thing that maybe would happen would be you would spend too much money on a crappy concert T-shirt. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yes.
You would maybe rack up a few clicks on the credit card, or you may stay out a little late. You may break curfew following a concert because you decide to go to Perkins. I mean, that's that used to be the worst thing that could happen. Or if you were, you know, Dawn, you stole Slim Jims from convenience stores, right?
Hey,
John,
no.
Dawn, you did that for many years.
I was hungry.
You need your protein. I get it, girl.
But now I you have to worry about, I want to cuss right here. You want to worry about this blank, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As a parent, you have to worry about some evil monster,
as an act of terrorism. I mean, that's they believe it's the work of a suicide bomber. No one's claimed responsibility yet, but it's just the thought, you're right, of the unknown. And when you think of Ariana Grande or music, the fun that they probably just had, you're just trying to get home, maybe picking your kids up, going out afterward, and then this happened. I just...
Yeah, who the hell thinks this is going to, you know?
Yeah.
Who the hell... You're just... Again, I think of the people... Oprah said this following 9/11, you know, think about the people that morning, you know, think about the people last night getting ready, you know, putting their lipstick
on. It's like
and
the best night. They've been looking forward to it.
Yep. They probably got their tickets maybe for birthdays or graduations or maybe for Christmas. And they love her and they got dressed up and they got their friends together and made signs. And they think as they're walking out the door that this is going to be a night, and they probably will. I mean, we all remember, we still talk about it. We all still talk about our high school concerts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at
first
least
concerts.
Once. Yeah. And then some monster decides to do this, whether it was, you know, because of being a religious zealot or other motivations, you know. The Manchester police... just had a little statement. I'll play this from ABC News just to get everyone caught up here. Here's the spokesman from Manchester Police.
We have been treating this as a terrorist incident, and we believe at this stage the attack last night was conducted by one man. The priority is to establish whether he was acting alone or as part of a network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll find out more. If Good Morning America or the Today Show has any new information, we'll bring you those clips. We'll weave that into the show today.
Yes.
I want to end this segment. You know, sometimes it takes the late night comedians, shockingly, surprisingly, to put things like this into some perspective. I remember I always reference probably the gold standard. Lex, I think you would agree. Letterman following 9/11. You know,
yes.
that's You don't get any better than that.
Right.
And since reading that book about Dave, Lex, I didn't know this. You know, that was all unscripted. That was just Dave. And he got off the set that day worried that he didn't do a good job.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know, James Corden, I guess, tapes a little bit later. So he found out about it. James from the UK. So here's James Corden's message to Manchester from last night.
Coming up.
Oh, here we go.
Good evening. While taping our show earlier tonight, we heard the horrific news coming out of Manchester in England that there had been an incident at Ariana Grande's concert. We still have no real information about what's happening. All we know is the tragic news that there are multiple fatalities and many injuries. It shocks me every time we hear this sort of news that attacks like this can happen, but especially when there will be so many children at this concert tonight. Many of you won't have ever been to Manchester, but you will definitely have heard of it. It's famous all over the world for so many wonderful things, great football teams, and Man City, Man United. It's famous for incredible music, Oasis and Joy Division. It was the birthplace of the leader of the suffragettes. It's the home of the inventor of the first computer. It's a place full of comedy and curries and character. But when I think of Manchester, the place that I know, I think of the spirit of the people there. And I'm telling you, a more tight-knit group of people you will be hard-pressed to find. Strong, proud, caring people with community at its core. And if it was even possible, the spirit of the people of Manchester will grow even stronger this evening. My thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Manchester tonight. All of the staff at the MEN Arena, all of the security teams, all of the emergency services, Ariana and her team, and all of those families affected by tonight. We'll all go to bed holding our little ones even tighter this evening.
James Corden. We'll be back, everybody. Stay with us.
Lori and Julia.
Okay, here's what's happening. The Minnesota State Fair has been trying to find like an iconic ride to bring in every year. Did you hear about the new giant?
You are not allowed about the fair.
Oh, come on.
No. Absolutely not. We haven't even had Memorial Day yet.
I'm going to tell you that you're not allowed to talk about some of the things you're talking about today.
But Julia.
Tit for tat is all I'm going
to
say.
We are not rushing the fair here. Uh-uh. And to share this news is to rush the news.
It's a big story.
No.
All right.
I can't. No one
you
can.
Know?
On behalf of Minnesota.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Oh, I don't know what you've been talking about. This guy right here's gonna rule the world. Yeah, that is where I'm gonna be. Because I wanna be. No, I don't wanna sit still, look pretty. You get up on a 9-to-5 dream of picket fences and trophy wise. But no, I'm never gonna be. Because I don't wanna be. No, I don't wanna sit still, look pretty. Mr. Right could be nice for one night. But then he wanna take control. Fly so
5:48. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Everything riding on the back of a sea turtle. Mm. Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and Jedi Master Dawn McClain. This Tuesday, May 23rd. Fully transparent, full disclosure. You guys you 5:30 friends have been with us long enough to know. These are difficult days for a variety of reasons. And per usual, we're going to kind of trip our way through the day, mm-hmm. mixing the news of the day with some perspective and your thoughts, mixing it with some levity as well. That's what you guys come here for. That's the food that we pump out in our kitchen. And we're going to continue to do it today. You know, the transitions may not be smooth. They may not be, they may be awkward at times, but darn it, we're going to do it.
Yes.
We appreciate your patience. We'll have much more on Manchester, the top and the bottoms of the hours as well. Don will have that in the mini-me dirt alerts. Moving on. Now, we didn't get to a lot of stuff yesterday. And right off the bat, we're going to get to this in Hot Topics. But for the 530 friends, I want to say congratulations to Minnesota Dude. He made it to the finals, Lex, didn't he?
Jesse of The Voice last night. Larson, yes. Tonight Congrats. We know who will win.
Tonight is it.
Woo! They did a great job performing last night. Not only did they do a performance with their mentor, but they also performed an original song.
Oh.
And there's a music video that they've already taped, too. So I think that The Voice is finally, after 12 cycles, saying, hey, we need to push our artists out there so they're out there.
Yeah.
And
imagine
encourage
that, Lex.
More music. And I know, imagine.
Imagine
it's time.
That. Yeah, imagine
but
that.
The four finalists are fantastic. I can see them all having very successful albums and careers. The music videos looked fantastic. The original song sounded great. So, yeah.
And Jesse is a great guitar player, so this is really good for him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
he's
is.
Got the rock. He's got the soul. Oh, man. And
the soul.
Mm-hmm. And, two of them last night also performed Prince songs. So Prince, will he help them go all the way? And I think of the two that did sing a Prince song, one of them will win.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to fully dive into this now, or is that we're teasing for later?
Hold on, Lex.
Okay. We're teasing that for later.
Tease. Okay. That's a perfect tease.
Perfect.
Who is Scandal back, and who does Alexis think will win The Voice? We'll find out in Hot Topics coming up with a 6. Okay, now, do you guys have coffee yet?
We
Lex,
do!
Do you have your coffee?
Yay!
Okay, Don, you have your coffee? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Do you have 7-Eleven coffee today? Are you drinking some 7-Eleven?
No, we don't have 7-Eleven.
Lex, you have 7-Eleven?
No.
Do we have 7-Eleven here?
No, not even.
I was like, did one open? And I just, no.
No,
but
it's the company coffee, you know.
Are you drinking any Starbucks coffee?
No.
Okay, I am.
I wish they delivered it.
It's called Dawn's Delight.
Dawn's Delight.
Is what we're drinking.
It's also the name of Dawn's second movie.
Right, Dawn? Yeah, Dawn does Dallas and then Dawn's Delight.
Yeah. But you can only get those movies behind the curtain. Yeah. They even have that anymore. Remember when you used to?
I used to work in a video store. Yeah.
Remember Whoa. That? You have to go back a curtain, and you felt like Merv the Perv.
Yeah.
Because you were back where the naughty movies were kept.
Video Update is where I used to work.
Oh my gosh! Did you ever go back behind the curtain?
Well, I worked there.
Look at all of the sort, but beyond just sorting things, but going
Yeah, we used to have we used to laugh at all the parody ones that they have.
Edward Penis Hands. That was always my favorite.
Shaving
my
Ryan's Ange, Privates. Yeah.
Yes. My friend Ange worked at Uncle Lair's video.
Uncle Lair sounds so creepy.
Uncle Lair's video. Uncle Lair's. I wish Ange was awake. She took home the very first Pern I ever watched.
Oh, no.
The very first. She took it home. We thought it was such a big deal. It was our first naughty movie that we watched. She snuck it out at close. She closed Ice the Night at her house. She closed. Oh, I met her at her house, and we watched The Jade Blank. It was a sex toy.
Oh,
think
gosh.
Of it. Think of it. Think what I. Jade. It starts with a D. Starts with a D. The Jade. Okay.
Diana.
Dill Pickle. There we go. The Jade.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was a mystical item that when you would use it, it would give you magic powers. And we laughed so hard. I mean. I mean, look, that was 1989 or 90, and I still remember it. I can remember scenes. It was so.
This
my
probably
first...
scarred you for life.
Yeah.
I've tried to forget about the first one I saw, and now all of the memories are flooding back.
I'm sorry, Lex. Yeah.
But why is it that we all watch it with other people?
You know, why is that?
That first one. It's a friend's, you know, we found it in her, it was her dad's, and then she invited all of us over, and we watched it,
and
we
party.
Were all giggling the whole, yeah, it was a party, it was a porn watching party.
Yes.
What the heck?
Now, I don't think it happens that way anymore.
Oh.
I should tell you why I was asking what kind of coffee you're drinking.
Well, yeah, let's go back.
Thank you, Lex.
Oh, I'm
sorry, from porn to coffee. I know, look at us. BuzzFeed bought 24 cups of coffee, and they had a lab analyze the caffeine. 7-Eleven packs the most punch.
Okay.
Followed by Starbucks, McDonald's, and then Dunkin' Donuts. For caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 7-Eleven
has 280 milligrams of caffeine or coffee. Mm-hmm. Starbucks has 267, McDonald's 227, and Dunkin' 220. So there you go. The most caffeine. Too bad we don't have them around here.
Yeah.
Is at the 7-Eleven. I like Slurpees. Now that sounded like a porn right there.
Now
too.
They
Sorry
need to invent that. Slurpees with caffeine. I guess you can just put an energy drink in it, but
you could just dump a 5-hour in there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Slurpees. Which, that was a little treat.
That was.
I still sometimes do you remember going on road trips with your family and you get a treat at the gas station for being a good girl or good boy?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll walk into the gas station, I'm like, I've been a good girl. I'll get a little treat, like I'll buy some corn nuts or, you know, something that...
I've been a good girl. We're still talking about porn.
Yeah.
We are. Lex is still talking about porn, Dawn.
I get a little treat. Uh-huh.
Dawn's going to have the latest on the tragedy in Manchester, the Dirt Alert, and we'll have more Hot Topics following that when we return. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything
is looking at you, kid.
Entertainment.